Proclamation number 8764 of 27th of February, 1964. God's ways. The same truth can always only be offered to you from me. Therefore you must be careful when you come across contradictions, and therefore the source of spiritual material is not to be sought with me, which contradicts the word supplied to you from above. Again and again spiritual thought material will be supplied to you, and who receives my word directly, he will also be able to check it, so that he can refute, to limit the disaster, which again arises through spreading of error. Because my opponent is very eagerly at work in view of that his time is soon over, and that bright rays of light flash everywhere where the redemption of my opponent is already accomplished. And again he tries to increase the darkness. Again and again he will spread error and seek to undermine truth. Countless helpers are at his disposal, all of whom try to have an effect on people and also have much success, because they can always intervene where love is missing. And this has grown cold among men. That is why my opponent will be able to record far more success, exactly because the majority of men is without love and they increase his power, which he truly uses well. And I can only invalidate his work with unusual supply of favor by me directing my gifts of favor everywhere and also addressing men without love, so that the hearts soften and they listen to what I want to say to them. And just as he makes use of all possibilities to work against me, so also I do not give it up until the end to woo people's souls. Again and again I offer them my help when they are in great distress. I seek to intervene in their thoughts when they are despondent and distressed through strokes of fate, so that they take refuge in me and appeal to me for help, which I will then most certainly also grant them in order to reveal myself to them that I am real and that I am a God of love who always wants to help and can help. But the work of my opponent especially aims at still strengthening the spiritual darkness of men and to present erroneous teachings to them. And he will often enough find approval, why I therefore counteract insofar that I direct truth to earth and give my servants the opportunity to take action against error, to enlighten fellow men and to bring my word to them, which is the best protection against the enemy of souls, against him, who wants to pull men into the abyss, if they do not earnestly defend themselves against him. And I know it where men still walk in error and would still be open for truth when it is offered to them. I know it who is grateful for every spiritual enlightenment, who occupies himself in thought with spiritual questions and wants to have answer. And I myself will convey the truth to all of them through you, my servants on earth, who are to receive it directly from me and pass it on. Because as soon as they are only serious about not being misled, they are also to experience my loving care that I prevent the opponent's influence, that his lying thought material does not take hold in that man who is not yet completely addicted to him. But the night becomes darker and darker, which lowers itself over earth, and only isolated lights flash up. But these illuminate the way, which men are to go, and guaranteed they also find out and step into the light of day, and then all danger is over. For anyone who walks in the light can no longer lose his way, he will be able to see and avoid every obstacle, and he will now also no longer go through earthly life without a guide. But these have been sent to him by myself so that the human being will safely find his way home to his father's house. Only one thing must not be disregarded, that the human being leads a life of love. For love alone is the light which shines brightly on the path of earthly life. Without love, man voluntarily goes into the area of my opponent. Or also, without love, he does not find out of his area. Love is everything, and every man can practice love, because he has the divine spark of love in himself, which he just needs to ignite. Therefore, no man is incapable of love activity, but whether he is willing to love, that determines his success or failure of his earth life. And you can also only experience this when truth is conveyed to you, when you know what your purpose of earthly life is, when you are therefore truthfully instructed about it, for which I will again and again take care, so that no man can say that it was impossible for him to go the right way and to return to me. It is always only up to the will of the individual, and I also seek to change this through strokes of fate of all kinds, which are only ever to have the success to direct the thoughts of man towards me, so that he seeks help with me, which he then will certainly also experience. Amen.